Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam, Klal Memchas, and we're starting Siman Beis. So Siman Beis tells us that the halacha of Zimun requires that they are a unit, and the definition of a unit is there is a kviyas together. So we have to define what's called a kviyas together, what makes something that they're considered kviyas together. And Chayei Adam is going to tell us that once there is a kviyas together, so they have a chiyuv to have zimun, and they are not allowed to leave without making a zimun together. Gimel sheyoshu lecho ubirchu birchas hamotzi. So three sat down together to eat, and they said birchas hamotzi. Afilo kol echad ochel mikikroi. Even if they're eating, each one is eating from their own personal loaf of bread. Afilo lo yochel adayin kazayas pas. And even if they have not eaten the kazayas yet, they're not allowed to divide up and leave, which means they're going to be benching without a zimun. So the first way to create a kviyas is called a kviyas at the beginning of the meal, which means all three sat down to eat together. Bisman chazal, that they would do haseva, so that would require haseva. The fact that they were not doing haseva would indicate they're not trying to have a real meal, just having a snack. They're not really sitting down to eat, they're just eating something quickly and then they're going to be leaving. So that would not be considered a kviyas. But nowadays that we do not have haseva, so haseva is not required to define the kviyas. The kviyas is defined by sitting together at one table. So if they sit together at one table to eat, that's called a kviyas. Now, in the case where they wanted to eat together, that clearly is considered a kviyas. The three got together, let's sit down and have supper, that's considered a kviyas. What about a situation where the three of them end up sitting together at a table in a restaurant? They're not necessarily one party, but they're all sitting at the same table, so that would make them have a din of a kviyas. The same thing would be true in a yeshiva dining room. So three people end up sitting together by the table, they have a kviyas. There are those who disagree and say that the whole nature of bachrim eating in a dining room during the week is not a kviyas. They come and they go, and even if they all happen to start the meal together, that would not be considered a kviyas. But the minig of many poskim is to assume that's considered a kviyas because they're sitting at the table together, like the straight din of the Shulchan Aruch. Even if one of the three wants to finish early and leave, he may not be allowed to do so. I will talk about a case where a person comes to chasna and wants to leave early and not have to stay till benching, because this halacha would apply to him. They're coming to have a kviyas together. They're not allowed to leave early without having a zimun, and the zimun which would be required would be a zimun of 10 people. You might be able to make a mezumin on your table, but what can you make a mezumin of 10 people? We'll talk about that. Okay. Now, the Chayei Adam says that there's another way to have a scenario of kviyas, and that's not that they started together, but they ended together. If there was not a kviyas together at the beginning of the meal, el shachir mekvar ochlu. He came and they already had eaten. I feel a rock kazayas. They already ate a kazayas. And now the third person sat down. So he did not join them at the beginning of the meal because they already had eaten a kazayas. It sounds like from the Chayotim that if they ate less than a kazayas, that's still called the beginning of the meal. And then he's joined them at the beginning of the meal. But if he comes in, they already have eaten even one kazayas, even though obviously they're planning to eat many kazayas during the meal. So arguably that's still called the beginning of the meal. So Chayim says, no, that's not called the beginning of the meal anymore. Ubo hagim ova kavi imohem, the third person came and sat down. Im gamar sudasa imohem, chayav an lezamin. If he ends the meal at the same time as they do, he catches up, as it were, and they finish the first course, second course, and whatever it is, and now the meal is over, so he's ending the meal together with them. So in that situation, that's also called a kviyas together, because they ended the meal together. But in that situation, Abel Imrotza Ligmar Sudosa Kadam Lahem. If he wants to, he did not start with them. If he chooses to not to end with them, Kim Nul Hiskalim Lahem, Mugam Lagomar Sudim Lahem, Rashar Lechalik Bilabar Pifni Atzma. So in that situation, he's allowed to do so. End the meal before the bench without Zimun and leave. Now, we said before it's preferable that you should create a Zimun, so obviously this is not the preferred way of doing it, but Mikir Din, he's allowed to do so. Okay, we'll talk about more of the Pratim as we go along, and meanwhile, have a good day. Good night.